Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Marilyn and Jet with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, New Queensland bill allows donor-conceived people to access their genetic history. Since 2004, donor information has become a mandatory requirement where a donor-conceived individual can access it after turning 18. However, information is still limited. Instead, the new bill will include a centralized government health register where people over the age of 16 can gain access to their donor's information up to 50 years ago. The information will cover the donor's full name, contact information, medical history, and the number of donor siblings related to the person inquiring. The donor can still determine how they would like to be contacted. In national news, researchers reveal 3 new extinct species of fossils found in New South Wales. Paleontologists say they are part of the Monotreme species and range from 96 to 100 million years old. One of them, the echidnapus, was an egg-laying mammal named after its resemblance to both a platypus and an echidna. Another species bears a closer resemblance to the platypus and might be the earliest monotreme to possess a platypus-like body. They were discovered in the opal fields of Lightning Ridge, New South Wales, which now accounts for the finding of 6 monotreme species.
In international news, France too de-escalate from the state of emergency in New Caledonia. The French territory has seen death and destruction due to discussion around constitutional amendments that will alter voter lists. President Emmanuel Macron has given a statement saying that this will allow for more serious negotiations. The debates arise from New Caledonia indigenous Kanaks, who wants to reach independence from their French governance. 50 people have been killed in an explosion at a refugee camp near Rafah. The IDF says that they are targeting Hamas militants, however, acknowledged the civilian casualty of this attack. According to Gaza's Hamas-ruled health ministry, upward of 36,000 Palestinians have lost their lives since the inciting October 7th attack. The death toll rises despite the International Court of Justice ruling on Friday for Israel to cease operations in Rafah. For your weather today, Brisbane is totally grooving and sunny. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.4, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, find us on Facebook, Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.